State officials announced 438 new confirmed coronavirus cases yesterday, the largest number of new cases in a single day since early June. The positive test rate has also inched up in recent days. This has some experts worried about a second wave of COVID-19. There are some early warning signs that could be a tip-off a second wave is coming, and WBUR's Angus Chen reports now on how health experts are trying to stay ahead of that curve.
Before the first wave of COVID-19 infections hit Massachusetts last spring, nobody was sure exactly when it would arrive, but experts knew it was coming. And by the time testing showed rising cases, it was too late to stop thousands of people from catching the coronavirus.
You're behind the virus. You're chasing it, always trying to catch up. And speed is absolutely of the essence.
William Honage is an epidemiologist at Harvard University. He says if you test mainly people who have symptoms, they may have already spread the virus. And it means officials get a delayed picture of the pandemic.
And the pace with which some of our response has been taking place, it's just been too slow for it.
In Massachusetts, the result was months of severe restrictions to beat the virus back. Now the state is more than 2 months into a slow reopening, but the danger that infections could rush back haunts the process. Honage hopes this time we might be able to get ahead of the virus. One way to do that is rapid, widespread coronavirus testing.
Meaning you don't wait for the people to come to you, you go out and you're continuously testing people.
Honage says this is the best way to control the pandemic and get an early warning before the next surge in cases. But it's expensive. At the moment, only a few places, like colleges and universities, are doing this to control and forecast outbreaks. Boston is trying to track coronavirus in the city by getting as many people as possible to come in for testing. Marty Martinez is the city's chief of health and human services.
We're testing folks who are symptomatic and asymptomatic. It's free. No cost to the individuals who are getting tested. And so the goal, again, is to make testing as accessible as possible so that we can see if we see any spike in cases and see anything in our cases that will indicate increased activity.
And local hospitals are testing every patient they see, even if they don't have COVID-19 symptoms.
So that also gives us an indication that if a hospital is seeing 100 people in a day, and they test, you know, they're testing those 100 people. So we would be able to see, is there even an uptick in people who don't have symptoms?
Martinez and his team monitor the testing data weekly. So far, he says they believe the rate of positive cases is staying steady at about 2%. And Boston has another early warning system that might help catch a coronavirus surge before it happens. Boston is one of roughly a dozen Massachusetts communities where sewage is getting tested for signs that the virus is circulating. Cambridge biotech firm BioBot is doing the testing. Mariana Matus is one of the co-founders.
Wastewater is a leading indicator for new COVID-19 cases with 4 to 11 days of a heads up, of an early warning.
If one person out of 50,000 gets sick, Matus says BioBot should be able to detect the coronavirus in the wastewater sample. As of the end of last week, the company's data showed no large increases in Boston or nearby communities. Matu says if it did, this could give health officials time to intervene before an outbreak gets out of hand.
We don't need to be going through lockdowns like what we're experiencing right now. There are technologies out there that can help us stay ahead of it.
Some of those technologies include tracking internet searches for coronavirus symptoms and checking data from home health devices like smart thermometers. But Harvard's William Honage says that information has to be put to use.
Much as it's very cool to be able to take together digital data streams or wastewater data or things like that, that's only the first part of it. What is crucial is having action taken as a result.
Honage says if officials see signs suggesting a new spike in COVID-19 infections is coming, then it may be time to pause reopening or bring back targeted restrictions so there won't be another surge. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.